The balsam fir, a tree now starring in many homes as the centerpiece of Christmas decorations, has a tiny enemy in the wild. So does the hemlock, the Pennsylvania state tree. Their nemesis is a little sucker, literally, an insect called the woolly adelgid. Jason Lubar is an arborist at Penn's Morris Arboretum.
The hemlock woolly adelgid has a piercing, sucking mouthpart like a straw and sucks out the plant's juices.
You can do something to help these evergreens survive. A group of scientists called the Alliance for Saving Threatened Forests is enlisting volunteer tree spotters. The goal is to identify hemlocks and balsam firs that are healthy, even though surrounding trees are succumbing to the woolly adelgids.
We're hoping that we can find some natural resistance within our native population.
Fred Hain is a forest entomologist with the Alliance.
We're interested in trying to breed trees that have resistance to exotic forest pests. And so we're looking for trees that are still alive. They may be infested, but as long as they look fairly healthy with a good crown color and a fairly dense crown, that suggests to us that they may, in fact, be resistant.
So that's the job for citizen scientists willing to tromp through the woods. Spot a healthy tree, record its location, and register it on the project website. More on how to do that in a moment. In this area, volunteer tree spotters will be focusing on the hemlock, which is native to the region and grows plentifully. Around here, balsam firs, especially that Christmas tree favorite, the Fraser fir, grow mostly on Christmas tree farms. There, the woolly adelgid tends not to do much damage. Jay Bustard runs one of those farms, Bustard's Christmas Trees, in Lansdale.
Personally, here in eastern Pennsylvania, we haven't run into the woolly adelgids very much at all. We've been very, very fortunate.
Arborist Jason Lubar attributes it to the shorter life cycle of a farmed Christmas tree.
Typically, the balsam woolly adelgid likes older trees and not younger trees.
But back to those hemlock trees, which are in trouble and need some help. So say you're out hunting hemlocks for the project. You can recognize them by their short, flat needles and scaly brown bark. Their oval cones are small, only about an inch long. Jason Lubar has some tips on where to spot hemlocks in our area, such as Fairmount Park.
Oh, the Wissahickon is a great place to go, especially in the wintertime. Because the hemlocks are an evergreen plant, they'll stand out readily from the other deciduous plants, deciduous meaning trees that lose their leaves. So basically, it'll be either a white pine or a hemlock, our native hemlock.
Hemlocks along the Wissahickon Creek have been pretty hard hit by woolly adelgids, Lubar said. He added that you might find hemlocks closer to home, too.
Hemlocks planted fairly readily in the landscape industry. So if you look around your neighborhood, you can probably find those hemlocks, too.
When you see some, take a closer look at their branches.
And if you turn over the leaves of a hemlock, and with hemlocks, they almost look like needles, but they're very small leaves. And the woolly adelgid typically looks like a woolly, hence its name, a woolly mass on the underside of the leaf. You probably will need glasses or a magnifying lens to really take a good look at these insects.
So if you find some hemlocks standing strong amid others that the insects have attacked, mark down the location and approximate height and diameter of the healthy tree. Then, Fred Hain says, go to the website threatenedforest.com to enter the data.
There's a Google map there, and they can pinpoint exactly where they are and hit submit, and it'll come directly to us. And then we'll either go there ourselves or we'll contact somebody in the area that'll go and examine the tree for us.
The Alliance for Saving Threatened Forests has some preliminary findings on what might enable some trees to survive over others. It has to do with that particular spot where the needle meets the tree branch, where the adelgid pierces the bark to suck out the tree's juices.
The very first layer of tissue is thinner in that region than on any other part of the needle. And it happens to be thinnest on eastern hemlock, the most susceptible species.
But Fred Hain notes that they still need a lot more specimens to continue their research. To help you in your search, you can see pictures of hemlocks and the hemlock woolly adelgid at our website, whyy.org/thepulse. You can get more information on this and other opportunities for citizen science at the website scistarter.com. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.